We got another celebrity on the phone with us for the Who Do You Know contest from Eddie Money's band. Say hello to Tommy Gervin, everybody. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. We're at Los Angeles Airport. We're on our way back east. We got Trent Strode, the bass player, and Eddie here with us.
You're
and,
all there?
We're all standing right here. Our first flight got canceled, and now we got to get in line to go get on another one. So it's the wonderful world of traveling, you know.
So Eddie said, pick up the phone and see what Dwyer and Michaels are doing.
Who are you calling for, Tommy?
I'm calling for a guy named Greg Collins. He's a good friend of ours. He makes our guitar picks for us. His company's called Legend Picks. He's a good buddy of ours.
And he's here in the Quad Cities?
Yes, sir.
The world's greatest guitar pick maker right here in Davenport.
That's right.
Now, they said, why pick your nose? Pick a guitar.
Yeah. Now, Tommy, I'm going to test your memory here. I know you guys travel a lot and you're playing a bunch, but do you remember the 4th of July show you did out here in the QC?
Huge.
The shirt that Eddie Money wore and the tie that he wore that he autographed is going to go up for auction here in about a month from now.
Oh,
we're
no
gonna,
kidding.
We're going to make
know
some
the shirt and tie that you wore at the 4th of July thing is going up for auction. Yeah, that's cool.
We're going to try to make some money here for Toys for Tots or one of those equally deserving.
Or Dwyer's going to go to rehab again.
Or it's going to get me through rehab. One of the two things is going to happen.
Hey, yeah, that's great. Ed's real into the charity thing, and that's going to be great.
Could you put Eddie on the phone for just a second?
Got a couple of bucks, and I'll do it.
All right.
Come on, you send me $10,
all
and
right.
I'll do it.
All right. It's in the mail.
Hey, big guy, what are you up to?
Eddie!
How's everybody doing at 106,
good,
man?
Good. You guys
rock
are
rock and roll, man. We had a great show there. I want to thank you guys for participating in it. It was really a lot of fun.
We were just telling Tommy that we still have your shirt and the tie from 4th of July, and we're auctioning it off for Toys for Tots for Christmas.
Well, that's great. You know, I did a great signature on that shirt. I remember that.
The best signature I did all day was on that shirt. But we did have a question, Eddie, about the shirt. It's got some kind of stain on it that... We can't.
Someone said it might be president. Well,
you know what? You might have to ask Monica about that.
Well, blow me down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My wife was up that weekend. You know? I couldn't. You know how it is. I mean, come on. I don't need another kid.
Well, yeah. No, definitely. Okay.
I've already got five. But my wife is like the old lady in the shoe. You know.
Okay. That's probably more than we needed to know. Then.
Well, come on, guys. Come on. Was it jelly or peanut butter or something?
Miles Jr.
I'm a Catholic kid. You know that.
Of course.
That's what we're telling everybody. Now, you guys are where are you guys heading to?
Actually, going to Philadelphia. I was in first class. Now I'm in the middle seat between seven Chinese people.
Seven? Wow.
Hey, lots of kids, though. You know?
Yeah, the middle seat be 15 Mexicans. All right.
So what's up, guys? We're making a new record right now.
Okay, tell us
I'm either
going to
call a play or pretty or trouble follows me. Tommy and I write some songs. It's going to be a great record. It's going to be like the No Control album.
Yeah?
It's going to make the... It's going to make the coffee cup shake in the housewife's hands. Turn that down!
Eddie, are you going to be blowing sax on this one?
I'm blowing sax on this one, too. And, you know, some nights I play great. Other nights, ducks fall out of the sky, you know?
But you know the thing about it is? Kenny G sucks no matter how he plays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that hair, man. He looks like a poodle. Who cut a hole in the pound fence?
I'm a black guy. We never had froze like that. When Lico Mosqua said, damn, your hair's jacked up, man.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming back here in the summertime then to try some of that new stuff out.
Are you going
to
swing through here again?
Well, you know, I tell you, that was one of the best rock and roll towns in the country, and I got so many friends there from over the years. It's amazing. I got the greatest potato salad recipe from the 75-year-old lady.
Eddie, now you got to pull up off them old gals.
I sent her a thank you card, but she already died.
And when Eddie said he gets a groupie, he knocks the groupie out.
Now, Eddie, when you say you got a potato salad recipe from, is that just another way of
euphemism?
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? Or
is that something like
give
a
me a break,
guys.
Hey, we did a great show. We had a wonderful time. You guys are really fantastic to the band. We had a great time.
Yeah, it's always
of
good.
Of course, I remember you two guys. You drank all the Heineken. The band was really pissed off.
Well, you were sitting there.
No, it was, what's the little bass player's name?
Trent. Yeah.
He and his wife had just had a baby like a day or two before.
Right.
And you guys, no, I'm serious.
What the hell that's got to do with drinking all the Heineken?
He was partying.
No, he's partying his ass off.
Oh, I guess because she just had a baby, so he wasn't going to get none for about 6 years.
He was going to AA meetings, but he got tired of becoming a newcomer, you know?
You know, Eddie, I one time stood up in Triple A. I was drunk. I forgot. I said, hi, I'm Ron. I got a problem.
Triple A.
The only reason I go to those meetings is when the highway patrol gives me something to sign, you know?
Well, damn it. You guys, you're welcome in town any time, Eddie.
Well, we got a show coming up in the summertime, you know, when the girls are on their little tank tops and stuff like that.
Yeah,
all those little blondes out there in Davenport, man.
With potato salad ready to bear off.
Yeah, I know. That's
kind of like knocking boots, huh?
So you guys, I heard you guys had a pretty good book on the morning show this year.
Yeah, we did good.
And fantastic.
Thanks,
man.
Only to you, man. So keep making records and keep touring. Otherwise,
I heard they dropped the charges. You guys are very lucky.
All right, Eddie, we're going to let you jump on the plane. Tell Tommy thanks for calling, and we'll put Greg Collins down for
getting... Okay, give my best somebody at 106, man. You guys are fantastic.
All right, thanks, we'll do, Eddie.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Like
Eddie Money,
him,
everybody.
But the big stars, baby.
Pretty cool.
Like to see him again at John O'Donnell.
I can get Sammy on the phone. Call him up.